Today is January 28th, 2024, and in episode 118, I'll talk about a few tips that I would consider when developing a literature review for those who are taking thesis seminar. Hello and welcome to ELT Cast, an educational podcast making English language teaching and learning more transparent. My name is Benjamin Stewart at BenjaminLStewart.net. Before we get into today's topic, if you have any thoughts or experiences that you would like to share, feel free to reach out to me at my X channel at BNLEEZ. So today I want to provide a few tips, some suggestions that I would consider for those taking thesis seminar when developing a literature review. This is going to be our first step getting started in the semester. And because of the limitations of a 16-week course, given that we only have about four or five weeks to design instruments to collect data, we're going to be limited to a certain degree on what kinds of studies that we can do. Given this context, I want to get into providing you a few suggestions in developing your literature review. So the first thing I would consider here when you're developing your literature review, which in total should be approximately 2,500 words, we're going to have an introduction paragraph that's going to begin the literature review that should be around 250 words. And we're going to conclude our literature review with a 250-word transitional paragraph. And today I want to talk about the literature review, excluding the introduction paragraph and the transitional paragraph, and stick primarily to a 2,000-word, more or less, literature review. That is the body of the literature review. I want to give you three options here when you're thinking about sections. We're going to want to divide up our literature review into sections. And given the word count, I would suggest one of the three options. Number one, a literature review with two sections. So if you divide up your entire 2,000-word literature review into two sections, that's going to leave approximately 1,000 words for each section. The second scenario would be having a literature review with three sections. That's going to leave approximately 660 to 670 words for each of the three sections. Or the third scenario would be a literature review broken down into four sections, leaving approximately 500 words in each section. I would suggest avoiding any section with only one paragraph. So make sure you have at least two paragraphs in any, regardless of how you decide how many sections you want to have. I feel that a one paragraph section really doesn't justify having a section. All right, so thinking about different topics for developing your literature review, and this is going to be something we talk a lot about in the first week and as we have our initial discussions getting started, depending on your topic, these are going to be some things perhaps that we talk about. Even if they're not specifically the subjects that I mentioned here, I want to give you some ideas about how you can go about narrowing down your topic. Think about topics related to, for example, learning styles. There is a debate. There is a controversy out there regarding learning myths or learning style myths. So I think it's good to become familiar with this controversy so that you can make a better decision about if you want to choose this topic, how to best go about doing it. And that would also include multiple intelligences. So if you're thinking about some kind of topic that relates to learning styles and multiple intelligences, keep that in mind. Be aware of this controversy. Be aware of the myth that is out there. One of the things to think about, and I have it here in my show notes, and I'll mention it later about motivation. But whenever you're dividing or narrowing down your scope, you want to think about a combination of keywords, maybe two or three, perhaps four keywords that are going to help you narrow down your topic. One of the first things we're also going to do in the first week is come up with a working title. That is a provisionary title, a temporary title, thinking about those keywords, those combination of keywords that are going to help us narrow down our scope. And if we can include some of those 2 to 3, maybe 4 keywords in our title, I think this is a good step getting started in helping us narrowing down our topic. So if you're thinking about learning styles, or you're thinking about multiple intelligences, make sure to combine that those ideas or concepts with some other keywords relevant to the objectives of your study. Some topics are interesting but can be a challenge when it comes to finding participants. So getting started, even though we're focusing on our literature review at the very beginning, we need to be thinking and planning on which participants are going to best help us achieve our objectives. This would include going out and begin reaching out to different schools or teachers or administrators to find those participants. It's not too early to begin looking for participants. So even though we're still developing our literature review, I think we need to also be thinking about our participants, because we need to have those participants in mind when we're developing our literature review. Our literature review needs to be relevant to the participants that later we're going to study. We're going to collect data on those participants. We're going to analyze the information and present results. And those results need to, of course, be aligned with the literature, the theory that we're working on currently. So just to mention, the participants, try to choose a topic that, of course, is of interest to you, maybe it's something you want to learn more about, but also it needs to be a topic that you can find literature. If you have a problem finding articles relevant to your literature, always reach out to me so that we can work together to make sure that we're using a good search strategy to help us find what we're looking for. If you are deciding to change your mind, you want to think about another topic or modify it in any way, my suggestion would be to first reach out to me so that we can perhaps make that decision together. So I can give you some ideas to make sure, number one, that you're utilizing a good search strategy to help find what you're looking for. And then number two, maybe give you some suggestions about options that you can choose from to see which direction you want to take your literature. So again, we're within the context of those who are taking thesis seminar. Make sure that you're choosing a topic related to applied linguistics or second language acquisition. Now, this can be anything from something in the English language classroom experience. Maybe it's a class that you have taught before, that you have a problem that's relevant to your situation. But we want to make sure that we find participants that are not our own students, that it's not our own class. We want to observe someone else. We can draw on our own personal experiences when we're deciding on the topic that we want to investigate, either as a teacher or as a learner. But for the purposes of thesis seminar, we need to choose participants, that is teachers, students that are not our own groups. Now, it could be from your own school. Let's say you work at a school and you have an opportunity to observe other teachers, other groups. That's perfectly acceptable. That would be actually a good option, because you have already a working knowledge or background understanding of the context. If you're going into a school that you're unaware of completely, whatever you can find about the school culture, the context, the way that it's organized, maybe a hierarchical chart, organizational chart, knowing who's in charge of whom is always going to be helpful to you to understand the best way to approach your research. So as I mentioned before, if you're looking for participants and you're trying to make a decision on which schools to observe, any conversations you can have, the better. And even though we're not really in the period at the beginning of the semester to collect data, any conversations that you have, I would always ask that you can record those conversations, because we can perhaps use that information later on when we start talking about collecting the data and instruments for collecting data. If not, that's fine. My suggestion would be after the conversation, if they don't give you permission to record the conversation, to immediately take notes, write down what was said in as much detail as possible. there might be some cases where you're choosing, let's say, testing. I think in this semester, getting started in the spring 2024 semester, some were interested in exams, formal exams. So this is going to be a different type of study if you choose not to observe a classroom scenario. This is going to be more like a survey type of study. This is going to be something we need to talk about during the first week to get a better understanding of exactly what the objective is with testing. And whenever you're talking about implementing standardized tests, you're talking about getting with administrators. It really goes beyond perhaps just a focus on this teacher and student relationship. So it's a little bit different study, different objectives. And our objective for the first week of the course is to really narrow down our objective and make sure that we have a clear vision on how we want to not only develop our literature review, but also later on how we're going to end up collecting our data, or at least have a general understanding of how we want to collect the data, what kind of participants are going to be in our study, if we have access to those participants, and so on. So just some general tips here. Your study should be specific or strategic. So it needs to be have a very specific objective. It needs to be measurable. That is, it needs to be something that you can collect and analyze and make some general observations about what you find. Should be relevant, of course. In this case, should be relevant to applied linguistics in some way or second language acquisition. Time bound, that is, it should be trackable, time-based, time-oriented, should be timely or time-sensitive. These are all keywords related to time bound as it relates to your study. When doing any kind of study, consider research questions that align with the thesis statement. So we need to now also think of, I would say, 2 to 4 research questions that relate to your study. It's really not necessary to think or present a general question. If you want to think of a general question as applying to the whole study, that's okay. But at this point, I'm really concerned about coming up with 2 to 4 key research questions that later will apply to your data collection. And also, when you're thinking about your literature review, the thesis statement really is the one sentence answer to your research question. So if you want to think of aligning the thesis statement and the research questions, this is going to be a useful exercise for you to do to make sure that the literature review will align with your overall objectives of your study. So basically, that's what I wanted to share with you here today, some general ideas for developing a literature review. My final thoughts here, for the kind of study that you want to be doing, ideally, you're going to be focusing on either qualitative study or a mixed method study. The mixed method study is going to be a combination of qualitative and quantitative data. But in this case, in our case, given our limitations on time, basically, our quantitative study is going to be limited to a descriptive study or descriptive statistics. The averages, mode, and it's going to be more descriptive in nature as opposed to inferential. Due to our limitations, we're really not going to have opportunities to do a full-blown inferential quantitative study. Okay, so again, these are some things we'll be talking about the first week as we get started before we start our weekly tutorial sessions. I think we'll stop there. Make sure that you're reaching out to me if you have any concerns, if you have any doubts or thoughts about your research. Make sure that you're getting with me the first week. Send me a chat message if it's something that we need to talk about outside of class, if you have some concerns about your literature review and overall focus of your research. This is ELT Cast, an educational podcast, making English language teaching and learning more transparent. Thanks for listening.